The Holy Prophet has said, certainly, every bid'ah is a source of error, and every error is destined hell. The word bid'ah literally means an innovation, something new that was not there before. In Islamic terms, it means something that is added or subtracted in the name of religion. For example, one decides to add 6 compulsory prayers to the usual 5 daily prayers. This will become a bid'ah if it has not been proven in religion. So based on this definition, if an act is added or subtracted but not in the name of religion, then it would be permissible. For example, driving a car, using the internet, speaking a different language, following a specific diet and so on are not bid'ahs. Sometimes people may get confused as to whether something is a bid'ah or not. You might see a religious action performed that did not exist at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him. For example, using a microphone to call the adhan, playing du'as and Qur'an on your phone, are these bid'ahs? Well, it all depends on the intention of the person performing the act. If a person says these actions are wajib, or mustahab, or haram, or makruh, while there is nothing to be found in religion, then it's a bid'ah. But if you use your phone or microphone for your own convenience and understand that it's not part of religion, then it's not a bid'ah. If this definition of bid'ah is straightforward, then why is there so much controversy about it? Let's see what the 2 main schools of thought in Islam say about it. According to the Sunnis, there are 2 main opinions on bid'ah. The first group says there are 2 types of bid'ah, a good bid'ah and a bad bid'ah. This group of scholars say that a good bid'ah is a new and beneficial addition to religion. In an example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, himself did not pray Tarawih prayers for 30 nights in congregation as done today by some Muslims. It was Umar bin Khattab who, after the Prophet's death, decided to establish it in congregation every night in Ramadan. Umar himself said it was a good bid'ah. Or there are reports where Uthman, the 3rd Khalif, introduced a 2nd Adhan on Fridays, or celebrating the Prophet's birthday, and many other examples. According to the opinion of this group, these are called good bid'ahs. The second group of scholars, such as Ibn Taymiyyah, say that there is only one type of bid'ah, that is a misguided innovation. There is no good and no bad bid'ah. This group says whatever the Prophet, peace be upon him, didn't do in worship, we can't either. So types of group dhikr is forbidden. Celebrating the Prophet's birthday and similar acts are forbidden. So how does this group answer the bid'ah made by Umar and Uthman and so on? This group doesn't consider them bid'ah, but sunnah. Their evidence comes from certain hadiths, such as this one. Adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa ar-Rashidun. According to the Sunnis, the rightly guided Khalifs are 4, and they are Abu Bakr, Umar bin Khattab, Uthman bin Affan, Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam, and some have said Hassan bin Ali alayhi salam. They say the rightly guided Khalifs follow the Sunnah. Therefore, their way is called the way of the Prophet, and rather than calling it a good bid'ah, call it Sunnah. Sometimes these bid'ahs are divided into many other categories, according to the Sunnis. According to the Shias, there is no such thing as a good or bad bid'ah. They adhere to its definition. If a person says a certain action is wajib or mustahab or haram or makruh, while there is nothing to be found in religion, then it's a bid'ah. So whether the Khalifs or not introduced something that was not practiced by the Prophet himself and added it to religion, then it's a bid'ah. So for the Shias, the Tarawih prayer prayed in Jama'ah is a bid'ah. Saying Ameen after Surah Al-Fatiha in prayer is a bid'ah. Divorcing one's wife 3 times in one go is a bid'ah, and so on. What about the hadith about the rightly guided Khalifs? According to some Shia scholars, this hadith is fabricated and unreliable. You can find a detailed analysis of the hadith in the link. Secondly, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, never said anything about only 4 rightly guided Khalifs after him at all. Rather, he has mentioned 12 Khalifs. These rightly guided Khalifs, according to the Shia, are the 12 Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. What about celebrating the Prophet's birthday? Celebrating the birthday of the Prophet or Imams does not fit the definition of bid'ah as mentioned, therefore it is permissible. This is also supported by the Quran, where it says, "Send blessings upon the Prophet, peace be upon him." What about when the Shi'as say, "Ashhadu anna Aliyan waliyullah" in Adhan? Isn't that a bid'ah? No Shi'a says that this saying is part of Adhan. No Shi'a says that it is wajib or even mustahab. They say it acknowledging what they believe in, knowing that it's not part of Adhan. Therefore, it can't be a bid'ah. What about praying on a clay stone? Isn't that a bid'ah? No, praying on a clay stone is proven to be sunnah of the Prophet, as mentioned in hadiths, which we may create a separate video for in the future. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "The innovators are those who contradict the command of Allah, His book and His messenger. They are those who follow their own opinion and desires, even if they are the majority."